Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Hey, Richies. Today's episode discusses assault and grooming. Please be advised.
Brooke, I think we're both agreed that it's very important to get help when you need it.
Yes, and I always applaud people who take that step.
Yeah, I mean, I have two therapists, so...
I know.
I 100% love it.
Yeah.
And one actor is finally seeking professional help after a long string of, we'll call them, flashy run-ins with the law. On the surface, this sounds like a very positive step, but... I will say the timing does seem a little sus.
It does, mostly because they also happen to be starring in one of the biggest franchise movies coming out next summer. So we gotta ask, are they really trying to work on themselves, or is this just some bullshit PR move?
Honestly, the million-dollar question when it comes to celebrities.
It really always is, isn't it?
God. From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Thursday, August 18th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ezra Miller has come forward and is declaring that they need some serious help. So over the last 2 years, Ezra, who identifies as non-binary, has been involved in 8 serious incidents and has been charged with truly a smorgasbord of offenses. But on Monday, Ezra released a statement through their rep claiming that they're now ready to turn it all around.
Yeah, so the statement said, "Having recently gone through a time of intense crisis, I now understand that I am suffering complex mental health issues and have begun ongoing treatment. I want to apologize to everyone that I have alarmed and upset with my past behavior. I'm committed to doing the necessary work to get back to a healthy, safe, and productive stage in my life."
And Ezra's past behavior has been alarming. I feel like that's an understatement.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just been a slew of them. We've talked about a few of them on this show. Back in April of 2020, there was a video that surfaced online showing Ezra choking a woman at a bar in Iceland.
Yeah.
And then this past year, Ezra's 2022 has not been any less controversial.
No.
I feel like it just kind of showed that the choking incident was the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, so back in March of this year, Ezra was arrested and charged with disorderly conduct and harassment over their alleged involvement in two separate incidents that happened at a karaoke bar in Hawaii. Now, TMZ, of course,
I swear,
got their hands on body cam footage. Again, maybe this cop works at TMZ. They're just proving my theory over and over again.
TMZ has so many insiders.
They really do.
Like, they've infiltrated every organization, I'm sure of it.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. So they actually posted some of the video and audio from the body cam footage. So we're going to play you some of that audio right now.
Tell me your name and your badge number.
What key?
Ezra.
Full name, full badge number. Tell me your name and your badge number.
Central 131.
I'm being arrested for disorderly conduct.
Yeah.
I claim my Fourth Amendment rights to not be unlawful. Hey, you just touched my penis. Please don't do that.
No, I didn't.
I'm not transgender, non-binary. I don't want to be searched by a man. I'm transgender, non-binary, and I don't want to be searched by a man. I claim my Fourth Amendment rights. These are Nerf guns, just in case you worry that they're bullets. Those are Nerf bullets.
Thank you for letting me.
They are fake and they are a toy.
Thank you for letting
me. This is my belt buckle and my Nerf bullets.
I appreciate that.
Please don't take them from me. The flash ring means a lot to me.
So can I just tell you what really pissed me off in this video? And maybe you agree. I'm sure you do. Toward the end of the video, when Ezra's like, those are Nerf bullets. Those are Nerf bullets. And like, Ezra's laughing. The cops are laughing. And I'm like, is this funny? Because this whole situation probably would have gone drastically differently for a lot of people.
I mean, I'm going to say, as somebody who the three most important men in my life are men of color. And
yes,
I mean, police footage is very triggering for me. Like, it's just, it's terrifying. And the fact that it was like, oh, thanks for telling us. And it's like, really? Because so many other people tell you that and they end up dead. So
I know
the footage in and of itself was just like, didn't love it. Both parties I didn't love.
No, of course not.
It's just
your privilege is showing.
Yeah, it's showing. It's showing bright and sunny. Which is ironic because it was at night.
Yeah.
But that arrest, which happened in March, was just the beginning of what ended up being a very troubling series of recent run-ins with the law.
Yeah. So in April, just a month after that, Ezra was again arrested in Hawaii, this time on second-degree assault charges after they threw a chair and hit a woman on the forehead. It's like, come on. Now, the woman was fine. She did have a half-inch cut. And then 2 months later in June, two parents accused Ezra of grooming their daughter. We talked about this. We did a whole episode about this. And they alleged that the inappropriate relationship started when their child was just 12 years old. And the parents also claimed that Ezra drugged their child and displayed cult-like and psychologically manipulative controlling behavior. This story is just wild to me.
I'm going to put a PSA out there. No person under the age of 15 should be hanging out with somebody in their late 20s. Like, that's insane to me.
It really is.
It's so problematic. And, like, this whole story was very alarming.
Yeah.
And just the fact that there hasn't seemed to be any kind of real repercussions for this. Like,
I know.
Legitimate grooming of children.
I was thinking that too. Like, there's so much going on here.
Yeah.
And people aren't really talking about it that much, I don't think.
What's wild to me is that we keep hearing these truly outrageous things that Ezra's doing.
Yeah.
And it doesn't feel like there are really any repercussions for them.
I know.
Like, grooming a 12-year-old, throwing a chair at somebody's head, choking someone. Like, we read these stories and maybe there's a restraining order, but then that's it.
I know. Well, it's interesting to me because watching that TMZ footage, we said it, like, the cops were laughing and
yeah.
I don't know. Like, I can see Ezra being very manipulative and like charismatic in that way that a cult leader would be like.
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised the parents saw the situation that way.
I will say, though, Ezra yelling out a violation of the Ninth Amendment and then missaying what the Ninth Amendment is was,
well,
just peak person getting in trouble.
Very much like this is somebody who has tried to commit these to memory in case a situation like this happens.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
God.
I think the only amendments I know are the First, Second, and Fifth. So
same.
And the Fifth is only because of Law and Order.
Of course. I assumed they were all because of that.
And the thing is, even after their arrest in Hawaii, Ezra's legal woes did not stop there. Just last week, Ezra was charged with burglary in Vermont after several bottles of alcohol were taken from someone's home when the homeowners were gone.
Yeah, so a Vermont State Police report says that police were called to a residence on May 1st. The police collected statements, they reviewed security footage, and they did find probable cause to charge Ezra with a felony burglary in an unoccupied dwelling. And police then located Ezra on August 7th and issued a citation to appear in court on September 26th for arraignment. So things are moving, I guess.
It's wild to me that Ezra is really spanning the continent in their crimes.
Yeah.
I know they have a farm in Vermont.
Oh, really?
But to go from Hawaii and then literally across the whole continental U.S.
Well, yeah.
It's just...
And Iceland.
Yeah. It's not even unique to just this country. And also, felony burglary, I mean, it's not even a misdemeanor burglary. Like, that's a lot of alcohol.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So Ezra's statement where they talk about how they're going to take care of themselves, atone for their sins, the reason why it's so sus to me is that they have a very expensive, hyped-up movie coming out. We've mentioned this before. Ezra is supposed to be starring in the movie The Flash, which is a $200 million DC movie.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money. I mean, Warner Brothers has put all their eggs in this Flash basket.
Mm-hmm.
But given all the trouble that Ezra's had recently, Warner Brothers called an emergency meeting at the end of March, on March 30th, to discuss Ezra's future with the company.
Yeah, so according to a knowledgeable source, the consensus in the meeting was to just hit pause on all of Ezra's upcoming projects. And The Hollywood Reporter said that Warner Brothers had multiple scenarios prepared, apparently, including one where if Ezra's behavior were to get worse, they would just scrap the film altogether. But that's very unlikely because it's a lot of money.
Yep. That's what it always comes down to.
Hollywood's all about that buck. Insiders have also said that apparently Ezra had frequent meltdowns while shooting The Flash last year. So that's kind of, you know, if that was happening, if Warner Brothers really cared,
yeah,
maybe they would have said something then.
Yeah.
And not when all of this happened. Like,
well, I always picture the Warner Brothers executives as just like Mr. Krabs in SpongeBob with dollar bills in their eyes, where it's like, oh, we only care about that. Because apparently this is supposed to be their response to Marvel's success. Like,
yes.
Oh, The Flash is going to launch the DC version of Marvel.
Right.
And it's like, we'll swallow through any terrible thing that Ezra does because we can't say goodbye to this potential cash cow.
Yeah. Well, and apparently they can't reshoot the movie because Ezra's in a majority of it. Apparently, Ezra plays multiple characters. So, you know, that's tough sitch.
It's just got to be so hard when
I know
you put so much money into something.
Yeah. And however will Warner Brothers survive?
Yeah, they're really struggling. They get it. They're just like us.
Yeah, that's why they took our valet tip back one time. True story.
That was truly messed up.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a lot of nerve.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they funded this movie, was they that was the seed money.
Yep, that tip was definitely worth it, for sure.
But what do we think here? Of course, you know, Ezra Miller clearly needs some kind of professional help.
Yes.
But the question is, do they really want the help, or are they just doing this because the film company has a gun to their head saying, get help because you're costing us $200 million?
Exactly. I don't know. I mean, if I had to put money on it, if I had to put $200 million on it, I would guess that this is the studio being like, get your shit together.
Yeah.
And I think in instances of mental health, especially mental health that's taking someone to this level, it's important that they're getting the help. So I guess let's see how the help goes.
Right.
And
right.
If Ezra can show after that that, you know, they've put in the work.
Yeah.
Then I guess we'll see. But I'm hoping. I mean, I don't know. It's like, this stuff's pretty dark.
It puts a bad taste in my mouth, the fact that Warner Brothers isn't like, oh shit, like you're allegedly grooming 12-year-old girls.
I know.
You're assaulting women. Like, just get help and everything's fine. And it's like, okay, but there's still a larger issue. Like, what about all of Ezra's victims? Like, it's just...
Yeah. And I do think that Ezra needs to be punished for those.
Absolutely. I don't know. Maybe cut Ezra out of these films.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you or I could step in.
Okay. Do some CGI.
Yeah. I mean, in this day and age.
Or both of us. I mean, if there's multiple characters that need to be played, you know?
Exactly. And you and I are both really good at running fast. And that's really all the Flash is about.
And think of the money they'll save on trying to make it look like we're running fast, because we just will be.
Yeah, we are real speed demons.
Yep, we sure are.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Listen to Rich and Daily on Amazon Music or on your Alexa-enabled device. Just ask, Alexa, play the Rich and Daily podcast.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
Are you tired of dating assholes? Do you want a Prince Charming? If so, we're filming a reality show. Sign up here.
12 American women are flown over to the UK for a bachelor-style reality dating show.
There are so many questions about a show like this because it's so odd.
These women have been told that they were going to be dating the world's most eligible bachelor, Prince Harry.
What? Y'all playing with me, right?
You can binge The Bachelor of Buckingham Palace exclusively on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.